Hey. Oh, that's loud. Hey. It's been a while since I made one of these things. Today is Saturday, July 9th. I don't even know when the last time I sat down. It's been a while. There's so much been going on, and there's stuff that I'd like to, like, talk about. I have opinions about things, and I'm like, maybe I should sit down and hash this stuff out, because I like to talk about it in order to process things and come up with my perspective on the world, but at the same time, I don't want to do that on any social media platform because, man, there's a lot of controversial stuff going on. People got some serious, emotionally connected opinions. And I find this medium, I don't know, nobody listens to this. I put it out there, but I doubt anybody's listening in. If you are, you know, shoot me a message. You can go to nexile.com and click the chat button and chat with me. That's something new I started doing because contact forms just get so much spam from Russia. And at some point, it's just too much to deal with. But the live chat stuff does not get spammed right now. So it's pretty quiet, and it's nice because then I know people can get a hold of me if they need to. Go straight to my phone, go straight to my computer. And it's free. It's a free service. You can get premium options for it, so you know who you're talking to and where they're from and all that kind of stuff. But I don't need that. I just, you know, it's just a way to get a hold of me. You know, I've been getting by. I'm doing good. Been kind of feeling bleh lately, but it's because it's super hot this summer. You know, if it's this whole global warming thing, or if it's just we had such a nice early summer and spring that I didn't even consider the heat exhaustion part of summer that we usually get in Oklahoma. Sorry, my dogs need help. But today I am working on, it's a Saturday, and I'm working on my mess. I've got too many projects and things going on all the time, and it piles up around me. And every once in a while I have to stop and spend a whole weekend finding a home for everything to get it out of sight, out of mind for a little while so that I can focus in on a few things. So I have a lot of goals today. Probably won't reach them all, but hopefully by the end of the day I'll have a clean enough space that the next time I want to do something, you know, creative. I've been wanting to get into painting. I've got all the painting supplies I would ever need. I've got tons of canvases that are going to waste just sitting around. And so I have some ideas for some paintings, and I'm going to try to sit down and just create some art, and then if I enjoy that process, I might get into doing like art festivals and stuff and trying to create something that I can sell, not for the money, but just for the chance to get out and do fun stuff. Those art festivals are fun, getting a little booth and all that kind of stuff. I've watched my dad go through that process, and he enjoys it. You get to meet a lot of people. And, you know, it's like a hobby that pays for itself if you're good enough at it. So, and I used to be pretty decent when it came to painting. My problem's always been the inspiration. But I've got a lot of technique. So it's like I can, if I know what I want to draw, I can draw it. If I know what I want to paint, I need to practice with color mixing and some blending. It's been a while. Like, I haven't painted in so long. There's a lot of things like that, like music that I kind of put on the shelf because, like, emotional reasons, to pull it back off the shelf is to remind me where I left it, and that's kind of painful, and so I just leave it on the shelf. And that's where art is for me. But I do have some other projects that I'm working on that are kind of different, that I'm excited about. I don't know if I should announce it because no one listens to this, but, I had this random idea about kind of a live community interactive art project, I just won't tell you the domain, but you create these, what I call totems, these little objects that are crafted objects that are unique, but kind of, part of it is natural, but part of it's unnatural. So, like, maybe it's a slab of wood or a rock, and it's got stuff glued onto it, The process by which I glue it on, it's supposed to look seamless, but we'll see how good I am at it when I go and get started. I've been right now in a phase of collecting and designing, kind of sketching out some ideas. But the idea behind this is that you create this little totem, this little work of art, and then you label it with a label that is trackable, and then you go leave that art in a public space or, you know, out in nature somewhere, with the idea being that someone find it, you know, someone might find it. So somewhat obvious, but where only a curious mind would pick it up and look at the bottom and see the label. And then from the label, you can go to a website and track that individual art piece. And when you do that, you get to access the story behind it. And so the goal, the totem itself doesn't have to be like super fancy. It can be very simple. Like it could just be like one of my designs is just a set of wedding rings. And they're not real expensive wedding rings. They were cheap, like cheap jewelry, but it just looks like they're like zirconia, you know, looks nice, but it's not real gold. It's not real diamonds. But I'm going to use those to create this piece that's going to represent marriage. And then I'm going to write a story, a personal story about marriage. And, you know, some of the pains and struggles of marriage, and then put that out there. And then when it's a way of like therapy, like putting something out into the world, telling your story, but in a more intimate way, because your audience, you don't know your audience. And they might be someone that'll find it next week, and it might be someone that'll find it 6 years from now. You don't know. And that allows you to kind of freely express, but without the risks involved of going out on the internet and just blogging, just writing your story and having to deal with criticisms and feedback and stuff like that. It's more like a journal. But also, through releasing that totem out into the world and placing it somewhere, you're kind of letting go of it. And letting, you know, releasing that story, whatever that trauma or pain is, and you know, acknowledging it, but also letting it go. And that's the concept. And there's going to be a website that runs it and allows people to register their own totems and write their story, and then gives them the code that they can use to label the bottom of the art piece. And that's the idea. And then when people find it, maybe they'll be able to like leave a comment, you know, for a little window of time there. But only people who find the totem can access the story. And then the idea is you never share it. Don't tell people, you know, it's all just for you. This message was for you, and it's for the next person to find it. So leave it somewhere else and let that story continue. And maybe over the course of years, there might be like 5 people who have found this totem and left a comment, and we can kind of track where it's been and if it's traveling around the world and all that kind of stuff. Kind of like the dollar bill thing where you can track George Washington, but with our own generated code. So anyways, that's the idea. I get all kinds of ideas like that, but sometimes I get that idea and I think this is a great idea. Like, I don't know why I wouldn't do this. And I do have some free time. And it's mostly a coding thing. So I'll write that program. I'm already halfway done with it. Get it going and then launch it and announce it. And, I think I'll let, you know, mostly it's for me. Like I'm going to do my own totems and, use it as my own therapy, but I will also like let people know that you can use this too. Although I will charge $1 to register a totem, but I'll also give people a coupon code so they can do it for free. Because at some point, it's mostly just to prevent spam. I don't want people registering a bunch of totems with spam in it, a bunch of Viagra pages, because then it wastes with a certain digits of code. You know, if you did like a 2-digit code for the totem, then you only have whatever, like a 1,000 possibilities. But if you do Actually, it's only 100 possibilities, two-digit, and then three-digit becomes 1,000 possibilities. And as you go up from there, I think mine's going to be a six-digit code, and it gets into the millions of possibilities. But the idea is that you don't just be able to type a random number in and see somebody's totem. So, you know, we only want to register 10,000 of that million, and that way there's some anonymousness to it, some hidden secret of it that you have to be able to find the totem. You wouldn't want to brute force it, not for that purpose anyways. So that's something fun I'm working on. And I need space for that. I've got a couple boxes where I'm storing the bases, and then a box where I store the tops, like the things that I'm going to kind of sculpt together to create the top. In the future, it might be like actual sculptures and stuff. But for the starter pieces, it's mostly just like memories, like some abstract piece of memory that I'm hanging on to that I need to let go of. By, you know, making it into a totem, taking that process, writing the story, and then releasing it. I don't know. Seems like a beneficial thing to do. It is hot outside. I've just been working in the garage this morning, so I'm just taking a moment to chill off. I feel like my garage is a constant battle of rotating objects around. I have a hard time just releasing things and letting them go and, like, not using them for something else. But every time I think I should, I always come up with some great idea of how to use the stuff. Yesterday, I was working on something for work that took processing time, so I'm just sitting in front of my computer not doing anything. So I picked up a project that I've been sitting around where I have, like, a little... it's not a letterbox, a letter drawer, you know, like those drawers that they used to keep the typeface letters in whenever print was, like, printed with wood and steel lettering. It's not one of those, but it's like that. It's a little box to hang on the wall that's got little holes. And I filled each little hole with game tokens and game pieces, like Monopoly pieces, the little pieces from the game Sorry. There was some sci-fi, like, and, you know, 20-sided dice and stuff like that, and all the random weird dice that you use in role-playing games. I put that all together, all my extra pieces. I still have a nice set for role-playing stuff, even though I don't play that. I have it just in case, you know. But I had extra pieces that I've collected, so I put all the extra pieces together. I made this little, like, diorama of, like, a tribute to games that I love. It looks pretty cool. I love it. It's, like, it's small. It's, like, maybe a foot and a half tall, foot and a quarter tall, about 8 inches, 9 inches wide. But it's these little tiny pieces, and they all fit inside the little boxes. The other fun part about it is the way it's laid out. You could use it as a random password generator because it's got numbers and messages kind of hidden throughout it, through, like, Scrabble pieces and dice. So if I ever need to, like, have a combination or a security code that I want documented in the house, I can just go up to it and, like, be like, you know, fourth column over, down, that's the password. I probably shouldn't share that, but you're not going to be able to probably track it down and find it and see it, unless you come over to my house, in which case I'm probably not going to hide my password from you either, because I'll let you on my Wi-Fi. I just thought it was kind of fun. And all that stuff was just stuff that I collected that I didn't need. Like, I saw extra pieces of Monopoly that was getting, the game was getting trashed, and I was like, well, you know, the money's not good anymore, it's all torn up, but the pieces are still good. And I started just collecting stuff like that, like loose Scrabble pieces, junk. It's literally junk. But I knew, I had this vision of, like, you know, it'd be fun to, like, compose this memorabilia of all these games that are fun, that you normally, you know, like Clue, all the little murder weapons in Clue, stuff like that. And it worked out. I like how it turned out. So, but, and now I get to hang that up somewhere. I got to figure out a nice place for that little, you know, it's almost like a homage thing, like a tribute. So I kind of want it to be in a special spot, but I don't really have a special spot for games that has a place to hang something. So, but I'll figure that out. I'm slowly kind of getting my house ready. This fall, I would like to do some parties and host some people at the house. And because for the longest time, we didn't have a couch. And so we just had like just enough room for me and my wife to sit around and be comfortable. But if ever we had guests over, you know, there's not, you can't just lounge. We don't spend a lot of time. If we do stuff with people, we don't spend that time here. You know, we get out and do adventures or something, go out to dinner. We just don't host a lot, but we should. I'm gonna try to get back to it. I just got to get some of my projects in order enough to get them put away to where it's presentable and not, it doesn't look like a crazy person, because I am kind of a crazy person. I'm a little bit of a, not a hoarder necessarily, but my ADHD kind of causes me to leave things out, because that's how I process and organize. If I put something away, like in a drawer, it's gone forever. I don't remember it's there unless it's like very clearly labeled and I made that label, so I kind of remember that process and where I put it. It's out of sight, out of mind. So I'm more likely, if I don't know where something goes or don't have a specific place that I'll remember where it is, it stays out. Like I leave it purposely out so I can see it and think about it every time I see it and be like, oh, what do I want to do with that? I'm looking right now in front of me on my desk. I've got an air compressor. It's like a medical air compressor. And I got it for a purpose, but I'm not sure I need it for that purpose anymore. And now I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if I should, you know, it's a good air compressor. It's small. It might work for something. I don't know. I could probably everything I could use it for, I could use a fish compressor for, like a bubbler. But this is like a big fancy one that maintains good pressure. I don't know. But I know I have an issue with it, and I need to figure it out and get it all put away and then do one project at a time. I've done in different phases. Like I get my house and my room and my spaces all organized, and then I do one project. But then before that project's finished, I usually start something else. And then I've got this like structure of like stuff that is a certain percent done. So I've got stuff that's just 10% done, and I got stuff that's like 90% done. And every once in a while, like that Monopoly, you know, that game piece thing, that's been sitting in my office, being passed around from shelf to shelf, from space to space, as I collect the pieces for it and figured out what kind of tacky glue stuff to use that wouldn't ruin the pieces. And then once I got all that stuff together and it was all there, then I just had to do it. But I've got several things like that that are in different stages. And I got a lot of things that are at the 5 to 10% level where it's just an idea and it's not a complete idea. And so, like, if you ask me today to do something with it, I'm not sure what I'd do. And then I got other things like normal people have. Like, I've got old hard drives here that I don't know what's on them. They came from a Linux machine. I'm pretty sure there's nothing on them, but I need to figure out a way to either check or destroy them, because they could have like tax records or something like that on them. But they're also like it's like a 2 terabyte drive, one of them. So it feels like a waste not to figure out how to use it. But I think both my machines are kind of maxed out when it comes to the drives. I don't know if you've seen my space. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I have like a NASA control center desk with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 monitors. One of them is just a TV. It's also a security monitor, so I can monitor what's outside the house. Because I work from home, and like, you know, people come and knock on the door and ring the doorbell during the day, salespeople and stuff. And I also have a tiny free library outside, so people come and check out the library. And just in case it were to get vandalized or something, I thought it'd be good to have security camera running. So I've got that set up. But it's this, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Casey Neistat on YouTube. I used to watch that guy's channel back in the day when he was real, you know, posting all the time and vlogging. And I was real inspired by how he managed his space. I think he might be also a little ADHD, but the way he had everything was mounted somewhere where you could see it. You could walk into a room and see all your camera batteries charging. I was like, that's my dream world. Like, I like that process of everything being out, invisible. And he had a security system set up to where he could look at the door, and there's a TV on the door that showed you what's on the other side. There's a TV above his desk that showed him the outside and the down below of his studio, so that he could kind of get a feel for when deliveries came and stuff like that. And that kind of gave me the idea. I was like, I want that too. Because you do, like, it's not a big deal to get up a couple times during your day and go to the door. But, you know, with the whole porch pirates and stuff like that, it's nice to, when you get packages, just to know right away and go get them. Our setup here in our neighborhood's pretty safe. I've never had, you know, I'm here all the time, and I've never seen anything suspicious. Our porch is also kind of secluded. Like, we have a little space, and so deliveries, you can't see them from the street once they deliver them. So we never really have that kind of problem, but it's nice. And it's nice to see when people visit the library, because I know people visit there like at least, you know, 4 times a week. There's somebody comes by the library. I never see them. I'm not really like, the TV's not always on, so I'm not always monitoring it. But the books change out fairly regularly. And new books show up every week, and books disappear every week. And so somebody's using the library, and it's great. But if I can monitor the camera, and I can kind of figure out what ages it is and what they're, you know, like, if it's families that come to do it, sometimes I'll leave activities that, like, they can participate in. Like, if I leave sidewalk chalk out there, then on a nice day, they'll come out and they'll draw all over the sidewalk and spend some time doing that. And they enjoy that. And it's fun. And sometimes I'll find, like, craft projects that you can, like, on a hot day like today, do inside with your kids. And I find them for dirt cheap. And then I'll, like, just put a few of them out in the library and notify people that, hey, this is out here. Recently, I think the last thing we did that I posted about was, like, I found a bunch of books on kind of getting your life straight. So, like, Alcoholics Anonymous, writing your resume, cause, you know, it's a good time right now to be considering your career. You know, things are shifting right now. The economy's getting weird. So, it might be a good idea if you're in a certain line of work to try to find a better paying line of work, because things could get tight. So it's time to make a move for some people. So I thought I'll get a series of books about, you know, self-help kind of stuff, like more tangible help. And I usually try to find something for teens and then on up through adulthood, you know, the problems adults face, and then put some of that stuff in there and post about it. There are some books, like the Alcoholics Anonymous, that I try to always keep a copy on hand. Because if somebody decides to get involved in a program like that, I think I've never been to one, but I think they recommend you read the book. And I find copies of it all the time. So, but the more I can tell who's coming to the library with the monitoring thing, then the better I can kind of identify books, for the library. But that whole experiment's been fun, and that's worked out real well. It takes care of itself now. Just recently replaced the doors in the library because we had a storm that broke one of the doors. And we replaced it with plexiglass. You can see inside now, which is real nice. And at night, there's lights inside that light up, which make it, like, real attractive. You can see there's books inside. And they say that those libraries are more likely to get visited if people can see the books. Because then they're like, it's more of an invitation to open it up and look at the books. And I think it's worked. I think we get more traffic because of the plexiglass, being able to see inside. But I need to actually do some modifications to the camera setup so it's a little easier to monitor and report when something's going on. And I might do that today. But I probably need to get back to work. I've got the air conditioner in the garage running, and I'm going to go back out there and get some more stuff organized so that I can, once the garage is organized, then I can better organize some of my projects on the inside of the house and find homes for them in like a long-term storage of, hey, this project, it's nice, it's a great project, but I'm not going to do this month or this year. I'll go and organize it, put it together and store it, and then get to it whenever I have a lot of free time. So, but that's all I'm going to do here. I guess there was a lot more stuff I wanted to talk about because like so much stuff has happened. I got opinions on all kinds of things, and I feel like this is the venue to talk about it. Because, you know, like, so the whole abortion thing, Roe versus Wade getting overturned, everybody's reacting to it. And I just stay quiet. You know, I've got opinions, and if you want to talk about them, I'll talk about them with you. I've got good friends that are kind of far left friends, and I'm kind of a conservative, moderate conservative. When we have conversations, it never gets out of hand. It's always very cordial. And a lot of the times we see eye to eye on like 80% of the issue. We can find things we agree on when we're having conversations. But when people just post stuff and it just becomes argumentative, people only respond to posts as arguments. But if you're in real-time conversations with people, it's a different world. That's why I think the internet's so toxic. It's because of how we correspond on the internet. People shift into debate mode real quick. And debate mode, when you debate, it's about being right. It's about winning. But in society, debates don't win us anything. It's actually our compromise. It's our what we agree upon that makes us a society, that makes us one people. And as long as we're always attempting to debate and win a debate, we're ignoring the thing that we agree upon, the thing that makes us one people, and it's very divisive. So I don't post and talk about stuff like that, but I might make a video or a podcast about it. Also, I'll try to do this more regularly, but I kind of need to hear some feedback. So if you're listening to this, you can just go to my website and leave me an anonymous message. You can, I don't know, whatever platform that led you here that you're like, oh, I went and checked you out and I heard this. Send me a DM or something, just so I can know that somebody values this. Even if you're just using it to fall asleep, I understand that. I do the same thing. I can't help it. I love certain podcasts, but I listen to them when it's quiet and I'm in bed, and then I fall asleep. And I accidentally listen through like 3 episodes. That really makes me mad. And I know I can fix that, but I never do. I'll just go back and re-listen to them again. However you're enjoying this, if you're listening to it and you got this far into it, you know, let me know, because I'd be more likely to make them more regularly if I thought there was anybody besides, you know, Chinese robots and Russian operatives listening to this. Because based upon the spam I get from old forums that are up, that's most of the internet at this point. So, I'm going to end this here because I gotta get some work done. But hope you're doing well. Hope you had a good 4th of July and that you're happy and content in life. And I love you and just appreciate your existence. And I hope you're enjoying your human existence and your story and adventure. And make it the best you can, all right? Make every day count because, man, you just don't know. That's one of the reasons I haven't been on here very much. I lost a friend to depression, or suicide, drugs. I don't know what you would say, but it's a terrible situation. And that kind of made me shut down for a little while. It has also made me be very much more intentional about my connections with people, not to neglect them and not to waste an opportunity to remind people that whatever the stresses and things you're dealing with right now, they are temporary. And if it gets so bad that you just can't take it, then lean on me. Like, you know, let me know. Because it's endurable. Like, you can get through it. And with the right community and the right connections, you'll be supported and you'll get through it and it'll get better. But you're not alone. And the more you think you are alone, you try to do on your own, the more likely you're going to fail. So, you know, stay connected. Reach out to the people you love. Make sure they know that you care. And, you know, life is good. Life is beautiful. Make it. Get out there and enjoy it, you know. If you're not enjoying it right now, change. Change something. You know, you're not stuck. The only thing that makes you stuck is in your head. That's all the limitations are excuses that you come up with. That's all they are. They're just things that your brain has said, this is how I have to be, and I'm going to force myself to stay in this muck. If it's relationships that are negative or nasty, drop it. Get away from them. Change. Find new friends. Find new relationships. If your family's toxic, find new family. There are people out there that will embrace you, that will love you. Just, you know, you just have to take the chance. And it's worth it, you know. And even if you make changes and it doesn't work out, you can keep making changes. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen anyways, so you might as well embrace it. Just go with the flow and change things and see what happens. Because eventually you'll find your stride, you'll find your space, you'll find your community. It'll get better. All right? Love you. Take care of yourself. I'm always available if you need to talk. Bye.